Welcome back. You're listening to Cross the Border. My website is crosstheborder.org. Make sure you visit the website. Go to the Contact Me page there and contact me. Leave a message. Let me know you're listening. Questions, comments, challenges, accept them all. Take advantage of the resources there, the articles there. I'm sure you'll find them very interesting. If you're listening to this, to us go through the scripture, the Bible, sometimes it's kind of difficult when we get like into details or genealogies and stuff, but there's a lot of interesting things here. If you love God's word, there's something to be learned on every page. He wrote, "No page of the Bible was written in vain. There is a reason, a purpose, and something to be learned from every bit of it." We read about men, good men, evil men, good men that fell, and good men that repented, evil men that never repented, all kinds, but these are all for an example to us so that we know how to live our lives in a way that's pleasing to the Almighty. Now, Jeroboam obviously didn't care about living his life. He thinks he's going to pull off this deception. And so he sends his wife to make the deception. Of course, the Lord speaks to the prophet before she shows up, and he gives him a word, gives her a word for Jeroboam, which is not very pleasant. He says, "Arise thou therefore, get thee to the house, and when thy feet enter into the city, the child shall die, and all Israel shall mourn for him." Now this is the son of Jeroboam. "And bury him, for only he of Jeroboam shall come to a grave, because in him there is found some good thing toward the Lord God of Israel in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord shall raise him up a king over Israel, who shall cut off the house of Jeroboam that day." But what? "Even now. For the Lord shall smite Israel, and a reed is shaken, as a reed is shaken in the water. And he shall root up Israel out of this good land which he gave to their fathers, and shall scatter them beyond the river, because they have made their groves, provoking the Lord to anger. And he shall give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who did sin, and who made Israel to sin." And Jeroboam's wife arose, she departed and came to Tisra, and when she came to the threshold of the door, the child died, and they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by the hand of his servant Ahijah the prophet. And the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he warred and how he reigned, behold, they are written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. And the days which Jeroboam reigned were two and twenty years. And he slept with his fathers, and Nadab his son reigned in his stead. And Rehoboam the son of Solomon reigned in Judah. Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord did choose out of all the tribes of Israel, to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Amoritess. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places, and images, and groves on every high hill, and under every green tree. And there were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the 5th year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem. And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all, and he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. and King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard and kept the door of the, which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so when the king went into the house of the Lord that the guard bare them and brought them back into the guard chamber. Now the rest of the acts of Rehoboam and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all their days. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David. And his mother's name was Naamah, an Ammonitess, and Abijam, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 15 of 1 Kings. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, reigned Abijam over Judah. 3 years reigned he in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father. Nevertheless, for David's sake, did the Lord God give him a lamp in Jerusalem to set up his son after him, and to establish Jerusalem, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and turned not aside from any thing that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only in the matter of Uriah the Hittite. And there was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam all the days of his life. Now the rest of the acts of Abijam, and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And there was war between Abijam and Jeroboam. And Abijam slept with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. And Asa, his son, reigned in his stead. And in the 20th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, reigned Asa over Judah. And 41 years reigned he in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Maacah, the daughter of Abishalom. And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father. And he took away the Sodomites out of the land, and removed all the idols that his fathers had made. And also Maacah, his mother, even her he removed from being queen, because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa destroyed her idol and burned it by the brook Kidron. But the high places were not removed. Nevertheless, Asa's heart was perfect with the Lord all his days. And he brought in the things which his father had dedicated, and the things which he himself had dedicated, into the house of the Lord, silver and gold and vessels. And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. And Baasha, king of Israel, went up against Judah and built Ramah, that he might not suffer any to go out or come into Asa, king of Judah. Then Asa took all the silver and the gold that were left in the treasuries of the house of the Lord and the treasuries of the king's house, and delivered them into the hands of his servants. And King Asa sent them to Ben-Hadad, son of Tabrimon, the son of Hezion, king of Syria, that dwelt at Damascus, saying, "There's a league between me and thee, and between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent unto thee a present of silver and gold. Come and break thy league with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me." So Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captains of the hosts which he had against the cities of Israel, and smote Ajon and Dan and Abel-Beth-Maacah, and all Cinneroth with all the land of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard thereof, he left off building of Ramah and dwelt in Tisra. Then King Asa made a proclamation throughout all Judah, none exempted, And they took away the stones of Ramah, and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha builded, and King Asa built with them Geba of Benjamin and Mizpah, and the rest of all the acts of Asa, and all his might, and all that he did, and the cities which he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Nevertheless, in the time of his old age, he was diseased in his feet, and Asa slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father, and Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. And it sounds like he perhaps had diabetes or something. Now, you know, we're going through the kings here, go rather quickly over some of these things. And of course, us not being familiar with all the townships and hamlets that are being spoken of here, all of these things would make sense to people that were living at that time or shortly after that time. But we're getting kind of a quick overview. After Solomon, spent a lot of time with Solomon there, getting a good picture of really the beginning of Israel as the greatest, the richest kingdom on the face of the earth during the first part of the reign of Solomon. Of course, it quickly went downhill as we get the report that the people were not satisfied at the time that Solomon died with his reign anymore. Of course, the people turned away from him because he turned away from the Almighty. Now, you know, I haven't found it recorded anywhere that Solomon did not repent or that he continued in his sin. He did hear the word of the Lord, and I hope that he did repent. There are indications, especially in the Ecclesiastes, which seems to have been written in the later part of his life, which is a record of all, well, of many of his exploits, where he exposes many of the exploits that he lived there. And I love, you know, the conclusion of the whole matter, which leads me to believe that Solomon did repent and that we will see him in the resurrection. I always like to believe the best, you know, that was 1 Corinthians chapter 13, to believe the best. So I'll go by the evidence there that it's not recorded otherwise in the scripture. So Ecclesiastes, that was it was kind of a fun study there, and it should be in my archive somewhere. If it isn't, I'll have to get it up there soon. If you look for Ecclesiastes and you don't find it in my archives, send me an email, and that'll be at my computer where I do that kind of work when I get the email, and I'll take care of it there. Continuing here, and Asa was diseased in his feet. That's where we left off, and I'm looking for that there somewhere. Okay. And he brought in the things which his father had dedicated. I wrote that Asa, king of Judah. Okay. And I lost my place, so bear with me for a second. Okay. Here we go. And Asa slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, his father. And Jehoshaphat, his son, reigned in his stead. And Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel. So it can be confusing. Like when I was looking for the chronology of the kings, when you're going through kings, you're getting two different chronologies, and you have to stick with the chronology of Judah and disregard the chronology of Israel. But for the time that we have the chronology of Israel, you can check it for the sum total of those against the sum total of the same period in the time of Judah, just as a check to see how the years turn out, if there's any difference. Because in the reign, they don't give you an exact year and month of the reign. They just give you the year of the reign. So it might be plus or minus up to 11 months in the year. Let's see if he reigned 11 months, it would be plus up to 11 months. Cause what if it was 11 years and 11 months? Well, would they call it 12 years, or would they say in the 12th year or something like that? So when you're doing this calculation, you have to realize that you just take it as it comes, and you know that it'll round off fairly evenly, and that's about all you can do is know that by the end of the reigns of the kings, as the same with the genealogies in Genesis, you know, before the flood, you're only going to get a round figure. You're not going to get an exact figure. But apparently that was good enough, because that's what the Heavenly Father left us with, and found no better dating system than the one that's left in the Scripture for dating from creation. Okay, so we have Asa slept with his fathers. Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, began to reign over Israel in the second year of Asa, the king of Judah, and reigned over Israel 2 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father, and in his sin, wherewith he made Israel to sin. And Baasha, son of Ahijah, the son of Issachar, conspired against him, and Baasha smote him at Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines, for Nadab and all Israel laid siege to Gibbethon. Even in the third year of Asa, king of Judah, did Baasha slay him and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass when he reigned that he smote all of the house of Jeroboam. He left not to Jeroboam any that breathed until he had destroyed him according to the saying of the Lord, which he spake by his servant Ahijah the Shilonite, because of the sins of Jeroboam, which he sinned, which he had made Israel to sin, by his provocation wherewith he provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger. Now, the rest of the acts of Nadab and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? And there was war between Asa and Baasha, king of Israel, all their days. In the third year of Asa, king of Judah, began Baasha, the son of Ahijah, to reign over Israel, over all Israel and Tisra, 24 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of Jeroboam, and his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. And it's a somewhat exasperating statement that I keep reading it. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, speaking of these kings, with a few exceptions. You find it's pretty much the rule. And I would venture to say that it's no different. Say, if we had the chronicles of the presidents of the United States of America, that it would be no different. If we had a true chronicle of who did evil and who did not, well, I'm afraid that it would be mostly evil. Unfortunate, but that's the way it is. Chapter 16 and verse 1 of 1 Kings. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha, saying, Forasmuch as I exalted thee out of the dust and made thee prince over my people Israel, and thou hast walked in the way of Jeroboam, and has made my people Israel to sin, and to provoke me to anger with their sins, behold, I will take away the posterity of Baasha and the posterity of his house, and will make thy house like the house of Jeroboam the son of Nebat. Him that dieth of Baasha in the city shall the dogs eat, and him that dieth of his in the fields shall the fowls of the air eat. Now the rest of the acts of Baasha, and what he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Baasha slept with his fathers, and was buried in Tisra, and Elah his son reigned in his stead. And also by the hand of the prophet Jehu, the son of Hanani, came the word of the Lord against Baasha and against his house, even for all the evil that he had did in the sight of the Lord, in provoking him to anger with the work of his hands, and being like the house of Jeroboam, and because he killed him. In the 26th year of Asa king of Judah, began Elah son of Asha to reign over the Israel in Tisra 2 years, and his servant Zimri, captain of half of his chariots, conspired against him as he was in Tisra drinking himself drunk in the house of Arza, steward of his house in Tisra. And Zimri went in and smote him and killed him in the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, and reigned in his stead. And it came to pass, when he began to reign, as soon as he sat on his throne, that he slew all the house of Baasha. He left him not one that pisseth against a wall, neither of his kinfolks, nor of his friends. Yes. Yeah. Who are your friends? It seems to be important here, because he slew even his friends. Thus did Zimri destroy all the house of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake against Baasha by Jehu the prophet, for all the sins of Baasha and all the sins of Elah his son, by which they sinned and by which they made Israel to sin in provoking the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Now the rest of the acts of Elah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? In the 27th year of Asa, king of Judah, did Zimri reign 7 days in Tisra, and the people were encamped against Gibbethon, which belonged to the Philistines. And the people that were encamped heard say, Zimri hath conspired, and hath also slain the king. Wherefore all Israel made Omri, the captain of the host, king over Israel, that day in the camp. And Omri went up from Gibbethon, and all Israel with him, and they besieged Tisra. And it came to pass, when Zimri saw that the city was taken, that he went into the palace of the king's house, and burnt the king's house over him with fire, and died for his sins, which he sinned in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin, which he did to make Israel to sin. Now the rest of the acts of Zimri and his treason that he wrought, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Then were the people of Israel divided into two parts. Half of the people followed Tibni, the son of Ginath, to make him king, and half followed Omri. But the people that followed Omri prevailed against the people that followed Tibni, the son of Ginath. So Tibni died, and Omri reigned. In the 31st year of Asa, king of Judah, began Omri to reign over Israel 12 years. 6 years reigned he in Tisra, and he bought the hill of Samaria of Shemer for 2 talents of silver, and built on the hill, and called the name of the city which he built after the name of Shemer, owner of the hill, Samaria. But Omri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord. And that's where we end for the day. We'll see you next time on Cross the Border.